Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
All right. Well, Marie's not here. So, Kyle, guess what?
What's up?
You're promoted. Read one of the stories.
Oh, do I get a pick?
Yeah, bro, you're fucking in the fire.
Oh,
pick
man.
Pick one. Go
you're
for it.
Okay, it's your let's show see. Now.
Whatever you want.
We're all even.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Let's start with Florida man snorts cocaine in front of cops.
Perfect. I don't have the song, so I'm not playing.
Oh, you don't
it
have. Oh, my God. That's the whole reason
Marie's
I
not
it
here.
To everyone from Florida.
No, not going to happen. I have
everyone
the power. I have the power.
You might not be the brightest guy, but I mean.
Mom.
That's a standard story in Florida, though. I've shared cocaine with police in Florida.
There's a video. Do you want to play
allegedly
the video?
Allegedly, 7
oh,
years ago.
Of course there's a video. Of course you pick the one that has a video. All right.
Everyone from Florida.
All right, everyone happy? Everyone fucking happy?
Oh, dude, I'm so happy.
Everyone
now
from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd start.
Marie's going to be so happy that this still happened.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show. Ah!
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Or just Hippo Juice Film on Skype. Friend us there. We can talk to you that way. If you don't want to talk, if you're a scaredy pants, go to morelikeradio.com/live. That's another way to get in contact with the show. Probably the easiest way to get in contact with the show. If you listen via podcast, we appreciate it. Thank you for taking us on your commute, especially if you're in New York City, which means you have like 4 or 5 hours to listen to a bunch of shows. So thank you for adding us to that. Today is July 19th, 2017. I know everyone's asking. My birthday's in 5 days. Dutch birthday passed, but no one cares. Mine, however.
Big plans for Royce's birthday.
Big plans.
Humongous.
Big plans. Joined as always by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I love big plans.
And she cannot lie. Merch is here.
Hey, what's up? I got a quick question. You know, I'm not here that often. No, but no. I've heard the same previously on like 9 times in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Dutch, do you produce anything other than liquidy alcoholic diarrhea shits?
No, that's actually Royce's thing now to do previous sounds.
Well, then you are fucking up, Royce.
Yeah, it's all my job, everything. Anyway.
It has been for the last year and a half.
Welcome to the show, guys.
2 years, actually.
Got the job because you just stopped doing it. Welcome to the show, and that's Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
We are so fucking good. Sometimes I just got to stop the show and just think about how great we are.
So, welcome, everybody. Thank you for spending your time with us. We understand that it's summer now, so there's not a lot of TV, and Game of Thrones is only basically one day of the week. So, we're happy to fill the void in a non-porno way, like in a
stop
real
being so positive. I don't like this.
I want to fill your butt void.
See, you made it.
Penis.
You made it porny-ish again.
Yeah,
and I don't know. Highbrow, guys, highbrow. So hopefully everyone is doing good today. And
I couldn't care less.
I'm still sick from yesterday. I peaced out 20 minutes before Dutch and Roy's ended.
Yeah, literally last night we're doing the show. She just gets up and leaves.
And just left.
No, yeah, just the Irish farewell. She was gone.
I'm like, I'm not going to explain to them that I don't feel well. I'm tired and I'm just
done.
Are
you peeing out your butt? What happened?
No. I just have a cold.
Marie bailed out of here last night like me at a party when the Coke wears off. Like, just gone.
I was just I could not stop yawning. I'm pretty sure someone asked me something at one point, and I didn't answer.
Marie looks like me at a bar at 1:30 when I realize everybody there is boring.
You just like, reminded me of like the last time when we were down in Florida for the last live event. I don't know why it just popped in my head, but I just had this image of naked Mersh doing lines off the side of a grill somebody's back.
Whoa, allegedly.
Of cocoa powder.
Seven years ago, not the last live event.
Of that cocoa powder, the snortable... chocolate.
Yeah.
The legal stuff. Right. Yeah.
That was white and tasted like cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I think.
I don't know why, but I just remember your naked butt.
For the record, because it always seems to come up when we're on the air, I have not done cocaine in so long, I can't even remember. Like, I'm not.
Can you not remember because all the cocaine you've done?
Because it was a lot last. It was a lot last night. No, but seriously, no, I really haven't. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to die. Cause I guess my dad had a heart attack, and then like a couple months later, he vanished.
Was that the last time you did it when we were all at that? That
no, I mean,
who was that woman, and why did we end up at her pool?
It does not matter.
Yeah, that's never a question you should care about. Who cares? All
right,
we were at a pool, and there were women there. The vaginas out. Pretty dope.
And I cracked my face on the side of the pool.
I've probably done it four times since then. But that's pretty good. You know what I mean? That means that
that's pretty good for you. Yeah.
I've only done it when somebody's like, you want to do a couple bumps? And it's theirs. And I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. But I don't do it anymore because I really am terrified I'm going to die.
Right. Which is fair.
Yeah.
I hate that drug.
Well, that's why, because I was getting to a point where I'm like, this is going to kill me. Like, there's other drugs I've done where I'm like, this is enjoyable.
Right.
That was one of those ones where I'm like, if I keep doing this, because, like, my heart started doing weird shit even when I was sober.
Oh, that's not good.
And I was just like, man, maybe we slow down on
that. Not even the health aspect. I don't think it's fun because I stop having fun, and the only thing that's on my mind is, where can I get more of this?
And you wake up the next day covered in this, like, film. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like from the sweats.
Yeah, it's like when you throw up and you get that weird feeling in your teeth.
Yeah, but it literally is. It's like the throw up feeling in your mouth, but like on your whole outer body. And
exactly,
the next day you're like, ugh, don't touch me. So yeah, just after a while, you're like, you know what? I'm good.
It's a shitty drug.
But I just realize every time I'm on the show, somebody's like, cocaine. And I'm like, I swear to God, listeners.
I still need to try heroin once.
Honestly, you want my advice? Do some just do some baby opiates. They're just as fun.
Baby opiates?
Yeah, like I took half a perk.
Is that like baby aspirin?
I took half a perk earlier today because I got my hands on a couple really cheap, like dirt cheap this week. So I was like, all right, great.
From your
like,
doctor, correct?
From a doctor, yeah. Because he has a really, really good insurance program.
Yeah, and he does like clearance sales sometimes.
Yeah.
And you have back pain.
But I was like, yeah, put me down for five. You know what I mean? Because my doctor also lets you just pick how many you want.
Wow, man, your doctor's good. Can you refer me?
Yeah.
Really cool doctor.
Thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a cool
guy.
Does
he take Blue Cross?
He takes whatever.
Okay.
He prefers Bitcoin.
One of my favorite things is when Merz just incriminates himself on a show.
Yeah, it does whatever. It doesn't
matter. Pretty sure you started
Merz is a character.
But he kept going.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I thought you meant that like my aunt used to say. Yeah. Oh, he's a character.
He's such a character.
Seriously, but do you have to help us out with bill money?
Yeah. But why don't we move on to some sort of a...
Non-cocaine
related story.
Let's talk about ecstasy. Or racism related story.
First off, ecstasy is what losers do. Everyone does Molly now. Ecstasy's for bitches.
Fuck that. Right. Molly's cut with everything from here to
West. So was ecstasy.
So was ecstasy.
They're literally
dude.
Just bath salts
I'm
and
telling
speed
you, dude,
crunched
I've done
with
both,
a pill.
And maybe it's just the nostalgic
maybe just
part
the one
of me.
You
but
got.
Ecstasy's better.
No,
well, also, I live in Colorado. I mean, like, it was a mecca for a while there as far as raves go. So,
for the record, it's never this thing's better. It's give me both things and let's look at it. I'll tell you which one you got that's better.
So we could go from the degenerate to the most wholesome family top 10 stories list or top 11, really. Breaking news.
Breaking news, guys.
From the Disney fan page.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They had their D3 Expo and announced a bunch of new stuff that they're going to be doing at the parks and resorts and hotels and all that stuff. Uh-huh. So they're doing a lot of shit. And it's not just in Florida. It's in California and the cruise line and all sorts of stuff. So I figured I'd share.
You're such a Disney shill.
I know. I can't help it.
You really are a shameless Disney shill.
It's not even that, like, oh, I love It's a Small World. I couldn't give two shits about rides anymore. But I'm so obsessed with them as a company. Like, just they do everything.
So
they just want to take over the world.
So you enjoy the more soulless, dead-eyed corporate side of them.
I love the soulless, dead-eyed corporate side.
So it's the more Borg-like part of the Disney thing
that
you like, not so much
the fact that they're they're cartoon characters. The fact that they're self-sustaining and growing is just like...
It goes along with her OCD character.
They are like the Borg. Like, they absorbed Star Wars. Yeah. They absorbed Spider-Man. Marvel. Like, they just take things and go...
Exactly. Well, speaking of absorbing Star Wars, the first on the list of 11 amazing announcements from Walt Disney is they're building out a full Star Wars land in Disney's Hollywood studios.
Good. Are they finally going to turn Epcot into the Death Star? Because nobody cares about Epcot
hold
anymore.
On.
Hey, do you have any horses?
Hold on.
Hold on to them.
Better hold on those horses. Because right now we're talking Disney's Hollywood studios.
God.
So I want to know your opinion on this. They're not actually recreating.
I'm against it.
I'm for it.
They're not actually recreating any land from any Star Wars universe. They're creating a brand new area called Galaxy's Edge.
What's Galaxy's Edge?
I'm assuming it's the edge of some kind of galaxy.
Precisely.
Does it have a gift shop?
The lands are set in a remote
it's
trading
Disney.
Port
I'm
on the
sure.
edge.
All of it's a gift shop. The whole thing's a gift shop.
Or a restaurant.
A gift shop that costs money to enter.
And one
yes.
ride.
Correct.
The lands are set in a remote trading port area on the edge of wild space, a name that represents all the unknown adventure happening within. Guests will find themselves in the middle of the action where they're piloting the Millennium Falcon or aboard the Star Destroyer inside a hangar bay. The scale of this
First
attraction
of all, I'm
gonna is
put,
unlike
I'm put it
right
I would rather
before.
Be in a Star Destroyer any day than a fucking Millennium Falcon.
What about a, what about a TIE fighter?
Whoa, Millennium Falcon all day long.
You're moron.
Thailand American fighter.
Okay, I'm
Jesus.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Muay Thai fighter.
Thank you. It's much
Muay Thai. A Muay Thai fighter. Yeah, just TIE fighter with knees.
Yes.
You might get some galactic credits and go into a cantina.
If there is any more wordplay, Star Wars wordplay, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I'm pretty sure, given the current economy and the bubble that's about to come, you probably should invest in galactic credits.
I would.
It's probably a stronger currency.
That and bitcoins.
You know, I'm sick of the Chinamen always trying to manipulate the currency so galactic credits aren't worth as much.
You can't say that. That slur.
So the next one. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous sound.
Star Wars.
That sounded like a car horn meant to sound like the cantina thing. Do they make
no, it's
that?
A guy, it was a guy doing hand farts, and he did that. We discovered this like a year ago.
That guy deserves a fucking... That guy,
he's amazing.
He's his own TV show.
He's amazing.
He needs to be...
Oh, he's been on like every late night show at
he
one
needs
point.
To be,
he does...
They should add him to The Roots on Jimmy Fallon's show.
So,
I have a clip of him playing Bohemian Rhapsody on Jimmy Kimmel.
Well,
but I'm not going to play it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Good.
Everybody I'd rather play this. Everybody in here made a face like you were hammered drunk and just said, I have a gun.
Yeah,
like, everybody looked at him. He's not really going to take it out, right?
He's fucking with everybody, right?
I
this
really
is a
do
joke,
just
right?
have free reign to do what I want in this show, don't
everybody
I?
Went, whoa.
Whoa, hey.
Joel.
Hey,
slow down.
Hey. Calm down.
Hey, bro, sit down. Have some water.
Yeah. So Disneyland and Hollywood Studios are both going to have this expansion in 2019. So look forward to that.
It's 2019. Nice. That's not but I'm hungry now.
That is if Trump doesn't ruin America by then.
Sorry, that's somebody not, had to do it.
That's right, not right.
Somebody had to do
okay.
it.
That's not.
Number 10, Mickey and Minnie get a new runaway railway. No one gives a shit.
I hope Mickey and Minnie end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
I was going to say Underground Railroad, but either one works.
In a Model T riddled with holes.
Big plans for Walt Disney World's Resort's 50th anniversary. 2021 marks the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World Resort.
Walt Disney is still keeping up the tradition of not allowing any Jews in.
Yep.
So that's nice.
The teams are thinking...
I mean, I don't agree with it, but nicer they're keeping up with tradition.
Also, they estimate that by the year 2019, I believe, that Disney will have at least 14 kids that die that you'll never hear about in the park.
Of course. You want to know why? They pay off those parents, and then they put big bags of money in their new home office.
Fucking WikiLeaks can't even get information on dead kids at Disney.
Yeah. That's, dude, I'm telling you, no, you're joking, man, I know you're joking, but you've read the stories, like, we've talked about it a couple times, But Disney is really, really good at hiding when shit happens in the park.
Except when an alligator eats a kid.
Yeah, they can't keep... But see, that's the thing. There's certain
It's a known fact that Julian Assange actually has dirt on Disney, but even they'll actually get to him, unlike all these bumbling governments. So right. He's like, I'm not fucking with Disney. Well, kidding me?
Their first threat is like, we won't ever let you have an annual pass. And everyone's like, no.
How funny is it if Disney does have their own private, like, Black Ops army?
Oh, of course they do.
Well,
they're all stormtroopers, so they have terrible aim.
Oh, come on. Marie, don't. You're better than that.
Am I?
Not really.
No. So for the anniversary, they're going to do some stuff to Epcot because Lord knows Epcot needs it.
I bet they're going to turn it into a Death Star.
No. Stop saying that.
That's no moon.
So in the France, Pavilion, they're adding Don't laugh at your own jokes,
Troy. Just from the movie.
No, I actually giggled it. To be fair, he was laughing at my laughing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
France is getting a Ratatouille-inspired attraction. So finally some rats will make some food.
What's a Ratatouille? Yeah. What that you fucking serve you food that has rat hair in it? I don't want that ride.
No, it's probably just a ride. Like
what?
In the perspective of the rat,
I'm
I would
not even
assume.
Saying Ratatouille is not a bad movie. It's an okay movie.
Yeah. In honor of France, Disney's going to have ISIS fighters running around shooting everybody.
There's going to be a
And
Guardian.
By the way, that's in the French part and the UK part of Epcot.
How do you
and
keep interrupting me when I have such big news?
Because it's so boring.
Yeah, when you get assaulted by a migrant, they stamp the France thing in your little bastard.
Marie, I'm listening to you.
Sorry, Marie, go ahead.
I have so much news, and you keep interrupting like it's not even exciting.
It's not. Go ahead.
You act like this show hasn't had the same format for fucking 10 years.
He's right. He does have a very good
I
point.
I know that.
Go ahead.
We're getting a Guardians of the Galaxy thing. It's very vague. It just says Guardians
of
the Galaxy.
I know that the Tower of Terror in Disneyland was turned into a Guardians of the Galaxy thing, but I don't know if they were going to do it here.
Mm. It might have something to do with Mission Space. I'm not
Disney
sure.
Disney owns the planet, guys. They own ESPN.
Guess what?
Yeah.
We all know that Disney owns everything.
Star Wars?
But what you don't know is Tron Marvel? Is coming to Magic Kingdom. Stop interrupting me.
Tron is terrible.
Tron, Royce.
It's boring.
Tron really is coming to Magic Kingdom.
I will not spend another minute talking about Tron.
That's them basically trying to get the older crowd.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good point.
Tron is a newer movie.
It's not. Tron's an old movie.
Well, it was a remake of an old movie.
Right, that's what I mean.
I would rather go to Universal Studio and watch an Impact Wrestling taping than to see anything related to Tron.
Tron is not.
Is already in Shanghai Disney. It's just now coming to Magic Kingdom.
Wait, there's a Disney in Shanghai?
Yeah,
but they stole it.
Is it government control? It's government-owned Disney?
It's called government land.
Even China, I don't think, can take over Disney, though. They're too powerful.
Dude, they block Google at every fucking step of the way, though.
Yep.
Because they know Google will own them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
For hotel news, they're doing a New York thing, which no one cares about, but also they're getting a Star Wars-themed resort.
Oh, I read about that, where it looks like you're like on a space station or some horseshit.
Yeah, so you basically
Resort?
Wait, an entire resort.
Wow. I have a question. Is it going to be an Epcot?
Is it an Epcot?
I don't know where it's going to be placed, but it probably will be close to Epcot, I bet. Right. So you could probably just stay in the resort, go to the Star Wars park and go back to your resort and just live a Star Wars life.
Go eat dinner at the Polynesian, just like Tatooine. Yeah.
You want to know what hell is? Hell is being stuck.
Disney.
You're right, but the deepest part of hell is being stuck at that Star Wars hotel and hearing every nerd walk by make the same joke.
I hope that they only play the I hope they only play the Cantina song over and over and over.
Oh my god. That's what I thought Royce was going to say. Like just that over and over again.
That's what they're going to do.
What? Play the same song again?
It's kind of like this is a little local, but people, if you go to the Universal Studios here, they have a Men in Black ride. That's right, because they're up to date.
Yeah.
And when you ride the Men in Black ride,
at least you get to hear Pitbull.
At the end of the Men in Black ride, they play the Men in Black song, the Will Smith one,
in
the gift shop over and over.
It just restarts.
And over. And over again.
I don't understand it. It's really weird. But
I forgot about the long intro.
All of our gift shop workers keep committing suicide. We have a 76% suicide rate amongst our gift shop employees. This is weird.
Sir, do you have any more of those dogs in suits? I want one of those for my kid.
And
loves
it's just blaring
movie.
Over top of everything.
Guys, Do you have like a memory erasing thing that's a pen? That would be guys.
Welcome to the Star Wars gift shop. Hey, you know how I found this place? I followed the sand people's tracks. They were single file. There was only one set of tracks, so I knew it was either the sand people or Jesus carrying somebody.
Well, that's great. Are you going to buy something, or you want this Yoda backpack, or what's happening?
Hey, remember, like in the first one, it was Han shot first?
Yeah, I remember.
And then it changed it?
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine when we get, they do a Star Wars convention called Celebration, and it's usually in Orlando. And, I think it moves.
Ironically, it's to celebrate everyone's virginity that attends it.
Right. Can you imagine Star Wars Resort and that Star Wars land both open up, and also there's the Star Wars convention? Mm-hmm. It's going to be Nerd Central in Orlando.
Right now, as we speak, there are pimps in Kissimmee going, bitch, you better learn how to do that little fucking the Princess Leia hair, bitch.
And that,
you only got until next winter, bitch.
And they got that, and then on the other side, Universal has Harry Potter Land, so you're right. It's already going to be just 100%
nerds.
An influx of this fucking
Yeah, but
nerds
is like mainstream these days. So
no, nerds!
It's yeah, everyone.
There is... But there's an exclusive sect of the nerds that go to the park in 100-degree weather dressed in Harry Potter
Good
outfits.
Point.
And also...
And in Stormtrooper outfits, and that shit happens,
yeah.
You know?
There's also a whole section of our population that aren't really nerds. They're just people that have money
right.
and no real other interests. Right. Like this whole idea that having interests in a certain fandom makes you a nerd... It's things have changed in our society where
that's a good point.
In order to be, you know, I know plenty of people that like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is the epitome of nerd stuff.
Yes.
By the way, stay tuned. Game of Thrones show coming
yes,
up right
later. Boom. Yes, all after right. the show.
Good plug. Boom, master broadcaster. But
Wieners and such.
But Game of Thrones is now mainstream. Doctor Who's fucking mainstream.
Yeah,
all these mainstream things. You can't be like, I love Iron Man. I'm such a nerd. Shut up, you fucking whore.
I don't know if you see, but I'm. But the girl's wearing glasses.
There
though,
are
that
way
makes her nerd.
Too many fucking eights and above at Comic-Con now. Stop it. You're not a fucking nerd.
He has a good
You're
point.
A whore who needs attention, but you weren't hot enough to get attention. No, seriously. There are girls that are hot, but they weren't hot enough to get mainstream hot attention. Like, you couldn't have went to a TMZ thing and have anybody notice you.
Right,
but you
right.
can go to Comic-Con, and you're like,
you're
oh,
fucking,
my God.
Yeah,
yeah fucking...
You're cleaning house.
Yeah, fucking...
Comic-Con, where fours become eights.
Yeah, exactly. Like, an LA 7 is a Comic-Con fucking 10. We get what you're doing. You're not
fair.
A fucking nerd.
Okay.
You're rebranding yourself because it didn't go around the first
time. Well, what sucks for like people who are actual nerds who've been there, I mean, like it's also interesting too is that they don't really pull the whole hipster thing like, "Oh, I was here first," and then they just reject it because other people start liking it. But like guys or girls like Nate's girlfriend who's, you know, who's fairly attractive, who has been going to Comic-Cons for years.
Or can I use a better example?
Dutch, you might want to update your records because you're talking
about... Are
they
not together anymore?
No.
No, can I use a better example? What about John Sanzari, who is our in-house nerd?
That's
who
right.
is legitimately,
Deadpool.
But now is legitimately chiseled face, fucking shredded. John's the kind of guy that now, if I saw him at a Comic-Con, I'd be like, look at his fucking asshole.
You would
think
he was a poser.
Yeah,
and
you
don't
piece
know
of
that he's
shit.
Been there for
and you don't
years.
Realize John's been an autistic nerd.
He's been there
fucking
for
20
forever.
Years.
Entire
but
life.
Now he's also shredded and has some game.
Right.
So it's weird. Because you'd see John with his girlfriend and you'd go, look at these fucking assholes. How dare they?
He's one of those weird dudes.
Appropriating our thing.
He's one of those weird dudes that plays like a sexy Deadpool, but he could tell you like what happened in issue 67 of it too, and that's very rare. Like, he's one of those nerds who turned into a superhero looking guy, and normally I agree, and especially honestly,
John looks like the actors that are in shows and movies now based on comics.
Yeah,
with that, when you see him, they go, "Yo, I was really a big fan of the original comic," and you scream, "Fucking liar!"
No, you weren't.
When you hear the interviews.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you liar.
Little do you know. But here's the thing.
You
that,
look like a prize fighter.
So
stop
how
it.
Do you, how can you, like, how many people are actual nerds like John, or how many people are posers like what you're describing?
Well, that's a safe poll to take at a Comic-Con. Are you a nerd or a poser?
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, I'm not
that's
saying
like,
take a poll.
That's
I'm
like,
just saying how do we identify
I'll explain. I'll
that's
explain.
Like, that's like going to my club on a weekend and going, are you a cop or no? Answer yes or no. Like, what?
I can explain. This is how you tell. By the smell. If you've ever been to a Comic-Con, The nerds are the ones that smell the worst. They're the ones that will not shower. They will wait overnight. They will wait in line. They are the ones that are dedicated. You go by smell. Yes, Marie.
That is a very interesting way of going about
it. Do you consider yourself a comic nerd?
I was before. I did used to read a lot of comics. I wouldn't say now because I haven't read comics in a long time. Not that everybody gets it. I just don't have time.
I used to.
Do you think you used to smell?
Alone,
do I think I used to smell?
When you were a comic nerd?
No, because I never really got
to smell. So your grading scale is off because you didn't smell and you were a nerd.
Well, when we're talking nerd, I'm talking. I mean, no, because.
You were a nerd.
I'm talking hardcore nerd. I'm talking let me say something. I'm talking Comic-Con nerd. I'm not talking everyday nerd. I'm talking like the people that were at Comic-Con before Comic-Con was cool nerd.
Well, let's establish what this means. That means that you're talking about nerd culture.
Right.
Which, in America, we don't really have any culture. We've been around for like 250 years. Like, we suck. So we've always taken certain fringe things, focused on it for a while, and created massive mainstream cultures off of it. And that's all we did with nerd culture. So there's people that are in nerd culture. Good.
Hippo Juice was born in a comic shop.
Hippo Juice is nerd culture.
Yeah.
But
Hippo Juice.
No, but you guys aren't nerds. You guys are never nerds. Because you guys were always
I think cute. He's right.
Like mainstreamy looking, like, you know what I mean? Like you guys always look like a WB show.
Where do we sit in the spectrum of things if not nerds who did a show about nerd culture in
a comic
shop?
I feel like as a show, we make a lot of nerd references that, you know, maybe three or four people will get.
Guys,
you know what I mean? Like,
you guys contributed to the rise of nerd culture. It was. You guys have been around,
but at this point at this point we're more of just like an anything kind
of
show.
Hipster nerds because you were nerd before it was cool to be nerd.
That is true.
Yes,
but I will say that
it has become so cool that it's like it's like any other thing. Like look at how hard like certain other
Why don't you just take your headphones off?
Your headphones
scratching my ear and they fell. but there are many like different other, like we'll focus on these fringe things and for a while it'll just be super hip.
Right.
Like gay was, it was and is still super hip right now.
Right.
Nerd culture, super hip. There's certain things that like, we focus on it, we fixate on it, but then when it attracts a certain number of people, those people are not, you're a part of a culture now and a movement. It's not nerdy anymore. To me, like Royce said, the smelly guys.
Yeah.
You know who nerds are now? Spree killers, basically.
Like, yeah.
Elliot Rodger was a fucking nerd. And he was a good-looking guy and drove a BMW. So you wouldn't even...
I have no idea who Elliot Rodger is.
Yeah, who is this?
He was the guy in California that went crazy and killed a bunch of people.
Nope, clue.
You don't have no idea.
No idea who you're talking
about. He was like a Hollywood producer's kid. Like, I think his dad worked on the Hunger Games.
I remember this now.
And
the Isla Vista killings.
Yeah, he was one of those like weird autistic kids that like was obsessed with women not paying attention to him, like a Columbine-y type kid, and he went crazy and killed a bunch of people.
So he's a nerd.
Yeah, because the definition of nerd. The definition of nerd has changed because like nerd used to be outcast, weirdo, fucking
right.
Dorky,
and people would
D&D
associate
kid.
Nerd and autism in the same sentence.
But now you got guys.
Now you got
guys that go to the fucking gym for an hour a day and come home and play D&D. On the tabletop version. So it's like there's nerd culture, but the new idea of what nerd used to be like, you fucking nerd, get away, I'll stuff you in your locker. Now we've become such a weird society, like you stuff people in your lockers and then eventually they just like kill 12 of their classmates.
So what are attractive non-smelling nerds?
That's nerd culture. That's like a different.
It's an attractive culture to gravitate
hip.
Towards.
Yeah, it's still it's just a genre of being. It's like it's you can be cool. Like you nerd changed because nerd culture is cool now. So can't fucking be the classic definition of nerd and be cool. They're mutually exclusive.
I thought it was more a percentage of time in your life dedicated to a certain thing. So like if you dedicated 90% of your time to Star Wars, you were a Star Wars nerd. But if you dedicate 10% to Star Wars, that's not nerd culture. That's just you liking Star Wars, but then also want to have a job.
All right. Well, according to the dictionary here. Nerd
wanting to have a job. You have a good point because, like, if you go, I've never heard of it. Like, it's just that's the kind of thing you won't even get a job. They're like, you're
which
weird.
Dictionary? Oxford?
A Google? According to Google's dictionary, it says here, nerd, a foolish or a foolish
awkward
person
socially guy
who lacks social skill or boringly studious. One of those nerds who never asked a girl to dance is an example. A dork, dweeb, Poindexter, and geek are synonyms. single-minded expert in a particular technical field is another use for the word nerd. So Marie's also right.
Right. So there's usually a singular focus. So you can't be a, like, when you say nerd, that nerd is probably somebody that only likes Star Trek and everything else is shit, right? So you can't like Marvel and DC and Star Wars and Star Trek and Tron and all these things, because then you're dividing your attention as to where you only have a bare minimum understanding of all of
that.
Yeah,
I've seen the Big Bang Theory.
Okay, so then you can't then label yourself as a nerd.
That's more of a fandom thing, though. That's more of like an obsession for what... Like, you can be a nerd and have multiple... Like, look at... The fat guy whose name I'm not going to say, like that guy was had multiple things that he was into.
Right, but
Hammy,
he did. But again,
Hammy, you fucking
asshole. Think it's about dedication, because like I could name the last four doctors in Doctor Who, but would you call me a nerd?
No, you are a nerd. You're a nerd, but you're a nerd in the borderline classic definition of like you're very straight laced.
Yeah.
Like to me, nerd is like you're fucking button up, like
pocket protector. You're talking Revenge of the Nerds?
You stop short of being like ugly and socially awkward, but other than those two major things about being a nerd, you're a fucking nerd. Like you are, because you're
nerd.
You know, and in a good way, like you have most of the good
nerd
qualities.
Simpsons nerd. She's a Simpsons nerd, for example. At least
she's a nerd on a WB show, like where they still have to be attractive and charismatic,
right, correct?
Because you have to be on a network show. But she's like but she'd still be the dorky one on the WB show.
Okay, since hold on a second. Now, since we've all decided that you know Mersh is the voice on whether or not you're a nerd, would you consider Royce a nerd?
Oh, no. Absolutely.
No, Royce.
You would not.
No, now Royce. Royce has many of each. It's like when you do like the top 10 list of are you an alcoholic or are you a sociopath? You have to, they won't go like, oh my God, you have two of those things that everyone else has. I guess you're a sociopath. You have to have like six or more.
Right.
I don't think Royce fits enough of the, you know what I mean? Cause he's like the big burly, like he goes to the gym and you know what I mean? Like, and Royce has game.
Here's
like, Royce has never struck me as a guy that's like, oh, gee, I hope she likes me.
No,
that's a very good point.
Like, Royce and I have those, share that quality. I don't give a shit if she likes me or not. You know, whatever.
I'm going to devil's advocate. Cause you said I was a nerd that stopped short of social awkwardness.
Yes.
Royce also doesn't have social awkwardness, but he did have four giant boxes of comic books that we had to get rid of when we moved and became adults.
I didn't say he wasn't autistic.
And when I go to watch and when I go to watch any movie, whether it's Marvel, DC, or all the above, he will tell me all the Easter eggs that I didn't catch watching it. So at the end of each one, I turn to him and go, all right, now explain this to me and where the backstories came from, because I know he knows.
So let's make a distinction then, and we'll go like there's nerd, and then we could go like there's nerdy, like you two are both definitely nerdy.
Hold on, I got my book out. I got my book out. Hold on.
It's like, you know, it's like if you say to your girlfriend you're being cunty, and she's not being a cunt. You don't ever want to call a woman a cunt.
Nerdy is temporary. Nerd is permanent.
Nerdy, but you can have no, because you can have tendencies that may not
you
be temporary.
You can have nerdy tendencies, but not be a nerd.
Like,
is what you're saying.
For instance, Dutch and I
see what he's saying.
Dutch and I,
Dutch and were,
are like,
Dutch and was,
like scummy. We're not scum.
No. We're not scumbags.
Dutch and I are both stand-up dudes.
Lean that way. No, I hear what you're saying.
But, you know, Dutch and I are guys that will work a deal.
Right.
You know, we'll sell some people out. You know what I mean?
You guys are Jimmy McGill, but not Saul Goodman.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, like we're the Judas.
I hear you. That makes sense.
Judases in the Bible, but we would have gotten 40 pieces of silver.
Like you buy.
Like, I could get a better price. It's the Son of God, for Christ's sake.
Well, I disagree with that a little bit. I feel like I'm a pretty loyal guy. I don't know if I would sell everybody out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
No, I would never sell Royce and Marie out, but I'll sell out the peripheral characters.
If
Hippo Juice had like a member that was like Juice from Sons of Anarchy, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? He is not really. I'm not fucking over Jax, or you know what I mean, Opie. You're screwing over
Okay,
Juice.
So by your definition, I am not even on the nerd spectrum. Is what you're saying?
You know. No, no, you're not.
I would say no on that.
Even
easy.
Though, here's the thing. It's like, I'm a huge comic book fan. I like all the genre stuff, but I just don't come across
but
that
But I think it's
saying.
Exactly what Merch is saying. Is it has to be more than just that. There has to be more than one point than that. Because it has to be that. And you. And if you were also socially awkward, all right, fine. Or if you also were like really clumsy all the time and wore a pocket protector, then okay, you're a nerd. But just because you like comic book, because again, like Merch said, comic books are cool now. So because it's cool now, it's just like, oh, dude, you know comic books?
But
that's
what
cool.
about someone like me who has been reading them since he was like, you know, 8 years old?
Then you were a nerd, but you're not anymore.
And you got to figure also the social stuff and the social grade. Like, I was a nerd until I was about 20. Well, I was about 20, 21 right. before I started really, like, I was selling weed to
figure
get
out what a vagina
and then
like.
You will know. And then you just by proxy become cool because you're selling weed.
Right.
Because it just rubs off from other cool people. Then, right. Like, then you start losing your social grade. That's when you start being less like, oh, I hope she likes me. And you're like, I don't give a shit. Right. Like, you know, whatever. But, like, in high school, I was a fucking nerd. Hardcore nerd. And then I
kind of... What kind of nerd?
Like, I played MUDs on Telnet. Like,
I don't even know what that is. That's so nerdy.
What are you talking about?
They were, like...
I remember MUDs.
Yeah, MUDs were, like, text-based...
RPGs.
Role-playing games.
Right. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Okay.
Picture a choose-your-own-adventure book combined with, like, an early, like, a text-only version of Skyrim. Like, where you, there's a whole thing going on, and there's other people connected to it. And you're all interacting in this world.
MUD is a multi-user dungeon variant, multi-user dimension, multi-user domain. Is a
shout out to batmud.org. Still around.
It's a multiplayer real-time virtual world using text-based MUDs combined elements of role-playing games, hack and slash, player versus player, interactive fiction, and online chat. Players can read or view descriptions of rooms, objects, and other players and non-player player characters.
Yeah, that's
actions.
Really nerdy.
That's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard.
I remember these.
I mean, that sounds even worse than D&D because at least with D&D, you're playing with other people.
In the room.
But you are playing with other people on Batmud from all over the world.
Right, online, where you don't have to interact with them.
Well, but, you're still interacting, just face-to-face.
For a 13-year-old kid,
that's true.
When internet just kind of got cool because I'm that old, it was cool to have... this thing where you connected, it was based in Finland, and we had
and it makes it a lot easier to get molested.
Hundreds of people, and they got to the point where they had convention. I never went to them because I was like really young, but they had these get-togethers around the world where, and it was cool. You would connect at certain times, you'd make plans, you'd get on there, you'd get a battle party together. The games were so in depth where you'd have like a 9-person battle party, and you had the front row, the middle row, the back row. You configure your group. And
so now, hold on. Now, like, was it just like a randomly generated, like, okay, here's your situation, and you have to react based on the deck of cards you had, for lack of a better term?
No, you connected to this thing, and then you would start off, before they had cities in the early days, everybody would always connect and immediately start at the church, which was in the middle of the main city, and you would have this screen open like a browser. And it would tell you everything that's going on. You're standing in the main hall of this church, blah, 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 whatever. It had a description. And then it would tell you, like, you could, from here, you can move north, east, west, whatever, south. And it'll tell you the people that are in that particular room in that world that happen to be standing there physically, their game character. Mm. And then you can leave the room. And as you hit E and hit enter, you would move. And into the next room, they'd be like, now you're in the lobby of the church, blah, blah, blah. And then you'd move to the next, and you'd walk around and... like, with macros and stuff, you could cut.
This is the nerdiest thing I've ever heard. You were a nerd in remission at this point.
It was so cool, though, bro.
It was not so cool, though, bro.
For its time, it was cool.
No, for its time, there was. Yeah, I get it.
For its time, it was very cutting edge.
Well, I remember, like, when I was playing, like, I remember playing the initial, like, you know, Civilization. Like, that was, like, the turn-based games. Like,
I just played Civ 5 the other day. It's still a great series.
Hours of my time playing that piece of shit game.
It's still great, dude. Like, Civ 6 just came out recently, and it's great.
See, I wouldn't play that. I would play the initial ones. Or Colonization, I used to play all the time.
Colonization was okay. But I'm telling you, man, Civ 6...
Whatever happened to Sid Meier?
Sid Meier?
He's still around.
Is it Meier, Meier? Whatever.
Yeah, he's still around.
He still makes new Civilization games. He still makes shitty games every year.
Well, is it just based off his name, kind of like Walt Disney, but he's been dead for years?
He did a game, I just was playing it recently, called Beyond Earth, which was cool, too.
Sid Meier's up, too.
It was like Civilization, except if we have to go to another planet, and the whole planet is like everything is hostile, the air, every, like, you have to start from scratch. So it's like, it's basically like the same premise as Civilization, except with
inventing Canadian
sticks and fire. It's current technology, but you still don't have proper technology to survive.
He's 63 years old and lives in Canada. Okay.
Cuck.
ASL?
Cuck.
let's move on really quick, real quick here. We didn't talk about it too much yesterday, but R. Kelly's accused of housing a cult of women in a shocking report.
I heard about
no.
This story is nuts.
Not fucking cornerstone of the community, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is being accused of holding women in a cult where he dictates everything from what they can wear to eat to their sexual behavior and controls any communication they have with the outside world, according to a BuzzFeed report on Monday. BuzzFeed claims the R&B singer, who has homes near Chicago, Atlanta, and houses up to six women. A lawyer for the rapper denied
each
the
home
report, telling TMZ Mr. Robert Kelly is both alarmed and disturbed by the recent
Robert Kelly?
That's his full name.
Bobby?
Oh boy.
By the revelations attributed to him. Mr. Kelly unequivocally denies such allegations and will work diligently and forcibly to pursue his accusers and clear his name. Three people say they used to be part of Kelly's entourage. Cheryl Mack, Kitty Jones, and Asante McGee.
You know what, dude? Sometimes you pee on an underage girl, whatever, boom.
Mack told BuzzFeed that Kelly runs every aspect of these women's lives.
Do we still have Robert Kelly's number? We should have him call in and defend himself.
It says, no, you have to ask for food. You have to ask to go to the bathroom and master at mind control.
When did we ever have R. Kelly's number?
No, Robert Kelly, not R. Kelly. Bobby Kelly, the comedian.
Bobby. Comedian. Yeah, we should get him on.
According to Mac Jones and McGee, there were a 31-year-old den mother who recently vacated Kelly's residence. The woman claimed that there is currently a 25-year-old woman, a 19-year-old woman, and a 26-year-old aspiring singer, and an 18-year-old singer living with the R&B artist. The mom of one of the women who has not been identified.
So what you're trying to tell me is, and correct me if I'm getting any of this wrong. Okay. You mean to tell me that a man who has repeatedly in the past exhibited sexually predatory behavior towards underage women,
yes,
is now running a sex cult harem by convincing the parents and tricking them into making them stars, much like he did with Aaliyah
and
25 years ago.
She's dead now.
God, that's right. They were married at one point, weren't they?
So you're telling me that R. Kelly is doing R. Kelly stuff. That's literally what the fucking article should say. R. Kelly.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Did you know that he had that he was like captivating women? Like, I understood like the whole peeing on and like the underage,
yes,
whatever.
But yes,
by the way,
Scott,
how
do
he skate on all those underage allegations?
Do you know how I
will never know.
Do you know how I know he was captivating women? Because while he was on trial for fucking pissing on a girl that he was on clear videotape doing it to, women were still defending him. Yes, Dutch. I had a feeling.
Okay.
So, no one can say we didn't see it coming.
Fucking Chappelle.
Listen, this is a cultural problem in this country where we worship like just shitty celeb. Like, we want to be famous and Instagram rich,
right,
all so badly that we will sell it. Look at the fucking Catch Me Outside bitch. Like, our parents are literally selling kids to the public, basically.
Right.
It's like it's like a modern slave auction. I'll sell you my child, and I'll basically sacrifice my child.
Our parents or current?
Not
parents?
I didn't mean our specific parents. I mean our parents in this country today.
Oh, okay.
We're so obsessed with, like, kids, like parents, even normal, otherwise rational people, they actually would rather their kids be a Kardashian. Like, that's gross to me.
The mom of one of the women who was not identified spoke to BuzzFeed and claimed that her daughter was 19 when she met the now 50-year-old star. She hoped Kelly would help her daughter's singing career. Instead, she alleges her daughter moved into a recording artist's home. Soon after, the mother claims her daughter's contact with her parents dwindled to include two vague texts on Christmas and Mother's Day. The mother told BuzzFeed she has not seen her daughter since December 1st, 2016. The text allegedly read, "I hate Christmas. Has to be this way this year. And happy Mother's Day for me and Rob." The mom, whom BuzzFeed identified by one initial J, described the last time she saw her child. She said it was as if she was brainwashed. She looked like a prisoner. It was horrible. I hugged and
kissed.
What
is this guy doing? I need to figure out his secrets.
I don't know. Maybe taking in young girls that are impressionable and using like, there's no fucking magic trick, dude. He's R. Yeah. Kelly. He's famous. He has money.
How old is he now? Did you say 50. Did you say he was 50?
Just turned 50. Jesus. Yeah, he just turned 50.
But he's clearly, he's doing what any guy could do.
Right.
If you were a piece of fucking garbage. Anybody can take a 19-year-old girl and pimp them out. I see people do it all the time in my life.
Nah,
it's disgusting.
Tried. It's not as easy as
you think. It's pretty easy, dude.
It's not really. Maybe yeah, not for me.
So you've been trying?
A lot.
It says, the mother says, it says she was brainwashed. She looked like a prisoner. It was horrible. I hugged her and hugged her, but she kept saying she loved R. Kelly and is the one who cares. He's the one who cares for her. I don't care what to. I don't know what to do. I hope that if I get back, I can get her treatment for the victims of the cult. Jay told BuzzFeed they can reprogram her, but I wish I could have stopped.
It's not a cult, by the way. You fucking pimped your daughter out to R. Kelly, man who already had a fucking history of being a voracious sexual predator.
So you're saying that, like, because according to this report, they had six different women per house, and he has like three or four houses. So you're saying that every single one of the women that he has, the parents pimped it out?
I could give a fuck less.
Well, a lot of them were 18, 19 years old, so we don't know. But
if you honestly, if you I don't even.
Is it on the parents or just the girl for being dumb?
Well, the mother said that she hoped the woman was going to become a singer with R. Kelly.
Of course you did. But you know what you did? You sold your fucking daughter to a sexual predator.
Those are the worst kind, by the way.
Allegedly.
You have to say allegedly.
You lost in civil court?
Yeah, dude. You can't just accuse somebody for being a sexual predator.
Well, he did lose in civil court. That is a good point for peeing on an underage girl.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. I'm just trying to be.
You're totally. You're
just trying to be safe for you, buddy.
Right.
Come on.
No. You're right. And let me say this. R. Kelly, if you're listening or any of his legal people, he's a sexual predator who takes advantage of underage women. No. I'm done. You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to motion to me. I know what you want me to say.
Allegedly?
He married a 14-year-old. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, you know who else did Muhammad? And everything's fine.
Well, yeah, I have some things to say about him, too. But you know what? Unlike fucking R. Kelly's cult followers, the other ones will kill me.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well,
maybe.
Yeah, you never
know.
Worst
case scenario, they'll pee on me.
Speaking of level-headed people, Saudi Arabia investigates video of woman in a miniskirt. And as a matter of fact,
what are they investigating? What a miniskirt is?
She's now been arrested. Saudi Arabia has a very, very strict dress code, apparently.
Did she at least look good in it?
Sources say miniskirt model, she was arrested. A woman wore a miniskirt. Okay, so here's the original story so you see could tell you what happened.
The Thought Patrol wins again.
A woman wearing a miniskirt and crop top in a video posted online was arrested by Saudi police on Tuesday, today. The woman, who has been identified online as just Kulad, violated Saudi Arabia's strict dress code for women when she wore a miniskirt and a crop top, revealing both her legs and midriff. In Saudi Arabia, women are required to wear a black garment that covers everything but the face, feet, and hands. The video was first uploaded to Snapchat, the Times reports, but was eventually shared by people who both supported and opposed her decision to defy Saudi law. Here, let's see. I think I can play a little bit of the video for you. This is what she was arrested for.
Raindrops, crop top.
Here you go.
Throw her off the roof from the top.
You could have said throw her from the rooftop.
Oh, look at this whore.
Look at this. Arrest her.
Look at this slut.
Arrest her.
Dude.
By the way,
how dare she?
It's a normal outfit that any girl would be wearing in the summer.
Saudi Arabia. Big old bag. I mean, Muhammad forbid. Like, why on earth would she do that? Like, she should be arrested for that.
Yeah.
I'm with them on this one.
What she did was clearly haram, and you can't do it.
I want to know a little bit more. Like, she obviously looks like she's in the middle of some public walkway. So did she take off her full garments midway, or did she walk out of the house that way?
No, what she took off was her dignity. That's what she took
off. Yeah, she took off her dignity. He's right.
This
and,
ho.
Was she doing it on purpose to make a statement, or was she just ignorant?
It says the video first shared on Snapchat shows her walking around an empty historic fort.
She brought shame to her family, and inshallah, may the stones of righteousness rain upon
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
In the desert of Najd, where many Saudi Arabia's most conservative tribes and families are from. Competing Twitter
How
hashtags.
How dare this trollop do that?
By the way, you can tell she's Shiite trash.
Yeah.
A good Sunni woman would never act like this.
You can tell.
Well, you know the classic song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a Shiite woman your wife.
Exactly. It's got to be Sunni all the way.
And also the house next door to me.
Well,
not that far.
Competing Twitter hashtags emerged, with one demanding the woman's arrest and the other. People were demanding.
I agree with them.
And assert the other woman's freedom. Ibrahim Amane, not going to work here anymore, a Saudi writer with more than 41,000 followers on Twitter, wrote on his official account that allowing people to disobey the law leads to chaos.
See, Roy agrees with me. He says, you can't flaunt your ankles like that. Like, how dare she? Seriously.
I want to hear her side of the story. I want to know if she was.
Her side of the story is a slut side, Marie.
I want to go on the Hajj all over her fucking face.
Just like we call on people to respect the laws of countries they travel to, people must also respect the laws of this country, he wrote.
Is she from this country?
Yes.
That's why when you go to Thailand, God damn it, you need to bang children.
You have to.
Wait, was she American?
No, she's not American.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marie threw me off. With
more than half of the population of Saudi Arabia under 25 years old, the country's 30-year-old heir to the throne.
Half the population?
Yeah,
wow.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
I don't know
Salam,
why that just took me off guard. Like, half the population is under 25?
Has pushed for greater openings in entertainment to part the appease the country's youth and strict gender segregation rules. Maybe don't have strict gender segregation rules. Other defending her by posting images from President Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia in May, in which First Lady Melania Trump and his daughter Ivanka thought modestly dressed in higher necklines and longer sleeves, shun wearing head covers. Ivanka Trump's blonde. What does that do with the Trumps? Stop.
I don't know, man, but I want to give this Saudi girl a fucking internationally healing deep dickin'.
I don't know how that would heal anything.
Build some fucking bridges of love there.
I mean, why are we still having these conversations in 2017?
I know. These bitches should just get in line, right?
Yeah, they really should. She should be properly covered like a modest
I know.
Woman.
And this one should be properly stoned, honestly, because this is ridiculous behavior that I cannot understand why she would think that it's okay to wear something that's actual comforting, fitting, and something that actually makes you look attractive. Like, how dare you do that in Saudi Arabia?
Everyone on the internet has seen this woman's entire arms. Who would want to marry her at this point?
At that point, she's Sully Goods. I agree with
she's
that.
She's just been eye-fucked by everyone.
Seriously.
She's just a complete and utter whore at this point.
Wear your whore makeup, you whore.
Exactly.
Marie, comment? Shut up. No one asked you. You're a woman.
Exactly. Yeah. You're a whore as
Put
well.
Your hijab back on.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, exactly. I see your hair.
Pirate hooker.
Why don't we just compromise and make everyone wear mom jeans and sweatshirts?
That might be way worse. Imagine if the dress code was mom jeans and bad sweaters. That might be way worse.
Well, not here in America. No.
Well, you wouldn't take anyone sexually if they were wearing it, so problem solved.
You know, Allahu Akbar, don't you know?
Oh, yeah, you know, there's a jihad going on by Muslim.
We just had some good halal, you know, and now we're going to go, you know, blow up the imperialist pigs, you know? There's a lot of. Anyway.
Man, Midwestern.
She really got arrested for this, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she really did.
Oh, yeah, she's going to get beaten to death with rocks. As she should.
Incredible.
You know what, though? Can I be honest? I'm not trying to. All right, maybe I am. Maybe I am trying to be devil's
advocate. I was
going to
say, I stopped doing the bit, but you can keep going.
No, seriously. No, because you were actually kidding, and I'm kind of half kidding, but I also do have a point here.
Oh, good.
How bad do you need attention?
That's a good point.
You live in Saudi Arabia.
I don't think it's attention. I think she's probably trying to call out that the laws are ridiculous.
Yeah,
and
that's true. Yeah, she thinks
cool.
she's trying
and
to make a point.
There's a good chance that she might be stoned to death so she could be a fucking Instagram hero. My point is, you have
a martyr for a cause.
What's more likely to happen? that this woman's going to be beaten and tortured?
Yes.
Or that things are going to change
no.
in fucking Saudi Arabia?
But things are going to change in Saudi Arabia, right?
I don't know, man. With the power of the internet these days.
I feel like that they're just trying anything to see if one tactic works.
I'm not defending anything about Saudi Arabia. I wish Saudi Arabia would be fucking glassed. Seriously.
Is your point then move?
Yes, move. Get out of there. Do what you got to do. Go where there, you can wear miniskirts.
What if her whole family lives there?
Okay, good for you. Well, if they want to stay, they can stay. That's the fucking complexity of life. If it means that much of you to wear your little slut skirt, okay? And again, I'm not trying to side with these Muslims, but if being a thot means that much to you, move somewhere. There are plenty of two-thirds of the world are pro-thot. Go be a thought somewhere where you won't get imprisoned. You
what
fucking
about the
run.
Idea of
there are plenty
this
of,
is my home. I was raised well, here.
Okay.
I
a lot
try
of them,
and start some change.
There are people that love their homes. There are also people that love weed so much they're moving to Vegas and Colorado in droves.
Well, oh, yeah, there's a ton of them.
There's a lot of Middle Easterners that are moving to Germany or other European areas that will take them. France, for example. A lot of them are leaving.
I'm looking at this girl from behind right now, and I'm pretty sure anybody in Europe would have gladly accepted her. Unless she's like, this is a visual trick, and she's like...
Well, what if she can't afford it?
What if she's like the fake Jessica Rabbit? You know, she turns around, and you're like, ooh.
Well, apparently what if she can't afford it, and she's just like, it's really fucking
bro, look
hard.
At her. I know girls that look half that don't even look half that good from behind, and I see pictures of them on boats on Instagram all the time. That girl has a fucking parachute waiting for her at any time. That's probably why she posted the goddamn pictures. It's one of these fucking Instagram creeps like Dan Bilzerian would fucking scoop her up.
I love how you...
How did
you're
you
the
take...
the greatest human being I've ever met, by the way.
But no, I'm not trying to be cruel, but that's...
No, you kind of are a little bit.
Where you're from, that's frowned upon. So why do you have to be... You needed attention that much, now you're in jail, stupid.
I don't know if it's attention.
That is the the Saudi Arabian.
This, one,
this is the Saudi Arabian equivalent of Jackass. That's all it is.
You think so?
Hi, I'm a hot chick in a miniskirt, and this is fucking Middle Eastern Jackass.
I'd still watch it.
Yeah,
but the ending's always the same.
They get killed. That's not great for anybody.
Warlike Radio.
This is unbelievable. Stupid Toilet Safety Administration. You can't even take a crap at IHOP without a 40-minute line.
Shoes off, belts off, sharp objects go in the plastic tray. This is inhumane. Shut up!
Sir?
Taking a dump today, ma'am?
No, just need to pee.
Just needs to check inside your asshole.
Hey, how about you people speed it up in here? I'm about to crap my pants, and I demand access to the toilet right now!
All right, do you mind if I touch your balls, sir?
What? Yes, I mind. Do you mind if I touch your f***ing balls?
Okay, I'm done. All right, sir, I just need to check inside your asshole.
I don't need you wiping my ass for me. I'm a grown man.
Yes, you're a big boy, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, I'm a big boy.
That's a big boy, sir.
I'm a big boy. I took a big boy.
Yes.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780. If you still use that function on your smartphone device, or Hippo Juice Film on Skype, or go to the chat room, whatever. I don't really care, bro. Stop questioning me. Dude.
Is there an app that I can download?
No, back off, bro. Yeah, tune in.
I don't have Google Play Store. I have Nokia.
I have Nokia. That's not even an app store. That's just an old phone.
I'm very
phone.
Sorry. The Hippo Juice Show does not cater to burner phones.
You're losing a huge market, my friend.
Am I? Who?
A lot of burner phones.
Pedophiles and drug dealers?
That's a lot of people. This is America.
That's a very good point.
It's apparently a lot more people than we realize.
Marie,
yeah.
Look into
you,
getting an
when
app
I say you're
Nokia
cutting
store.
Out a lot of potential listeners and you go, what, pedophiles and drug dealers? You're not disproving my point.
You're right.
That
you're
you
right.
are still cutting out a huge demo.
That we really shouldn't be ignoring any longer.
I think we should just keep ignoring them. I'm in the ignoring side of the pedophile thing.
Oh, I guess pedophiles don't spend money in stores.
Probably online stores, I would assume.
I'm pretty sure Loot Crate wants pedophile money, too.
By the way, any adult that has a Toys R Us card is a pedophile. They should be arrested immediately.
What if they have kids?
What if they have children?
That's let's arrest them immediately.
Or at least, let's just keep an eye on them.
Royce, I don't see it in the prep, but you had an article this afternoon about some German choir boy thing, abuse.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned pedophiles, and of course a day does not go by where we hear a pedophile story.
So almost 550 German choir boys have been allegedly abused.
Let me guess.
Yes.
For years.
70 years.
In a Buddhist temple, right?
No. Catholic church.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah, right? It's weird, right?
What?
Didn't need to do that.
A renowned Catholic choir school in Germany has uncovered hundreds of cases of physical and sexual abuse spanning decades.
49 people are blamed for the abuse, which started in 1945 and is believed to have ended just 2 years ago. The diocese acknowledges mistakes were made, which is why it commissioned the independent investigation.
In der Vorschule der Domschwarzen in Ettershausen und in
preschool victims of the Regensburg Cathedral Sparrows described the institution as a prison, hell, and a concentration camp.
Yes.
It started in 1945 in Germany?
I'm assuming nothing else bad happened around that time, so it should be fine.
So, essentially, they lost the war and moved on to this?
I'm not thinking all German people, but specifically this Catholic.
Well, the 47
church.
People that they are accusing right now, that's been going on for 70 years.
Yes. As many as 500.
So hold on. Yes. It's not 47 victims. 47 different people have been abusing kids.
Up to right. 547 different victims.
Oh, okay.
As many as 547 students of the Catholic Regensburg Choir School in Germany were abused physically, in some cases sexually, over a period of 70 years. Yes, Marie?
Well, to be fair, how good was the choir?
I don't think that has anything
And for
to
those
do.
Of you wondering, the cathedral in Regensburg used to be the Cathedral of Greatburg until the membership dried up.
Don't get out of here. Leave.
Because
No. No, seriously, was the choir any good?
That's funny. I'm funny.
That deserved more.
How do you sing angelic tunes?
More bomb drops?
Because I could.
God, you're annoying.
I could hit a lot of them. Because
I got... Cool story, asshole.
Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
Those poor
children. I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Those poor children were expected to sing to the Lord while constantly being beaten.
Yeah.
And abused.
That's the best time.
Some of them sexually. Not all of them. I read it ahead of time.
It did say not all of them. Some of them. I love that, like, saying not all of them like that. Oh, it wasn't all of them.
It wasn't all of them. It was only 400 of them.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
Most of them were just the normal abuse, not the sexual abuse. Still abuse.
Yeah, by the way, I feel like, am I the only one that thinks it's worse? Like, she's saying, like, it's bad enough you're diddling a kid, but, like, you're going to fuck a kid and then punch him?
And then punch him.
Yeah, like, you're already banging the kid. You should be in a good mood. Right? Thinking.
I will punch you in the face!
Well, maybe the kid tried to fight back.
They said they described it as like living in a prison.
Well, like, you
should
know,
have been dead on a Sunday morning, bringing my head.
Oh my God,
no time for mourning.
But like, the thing is, like, think about that. Like, 70 years. That means like it was generationally going on. Like, it wasn't just.
Well, I hope it wasn't the same person, because then eventually it was just consensual sex.
Yeah.
And then it went on for so long, it went back to being non-consensual.
I'm guessing that the boy choirs eventually swapped out with younger material. Oh, that was loud, but...
Is this David Letterman music?
It's Pastor Royce music,
and coming back, Benedict. Oh, it sounds like David Letterman.
Nope, this is Pastor Royce. Apparently he has an opinion on the Catholic
Church Royce.
Hold on, you have to wait for his music to stop before he talks. He's very insistent that the whole song.
Talk under the bed.
No, he has a different bed. See, here's the bed.
Terrible
music.
Imaging.
Hey, Pastor Royce.
Do not tell me how to do my job, Brother Touch.
Sorry.
You're going to wait till I come out.
But
now,
it's so long.
You know what else is long? An eternity in hell if you keep talking to me like that.
Sorry.
Now, I want to bring something up. This is why the Baptist Church, look at the numbers, look at the scoreboard. Less children molested than the Catholic Church.
I don't know if it's a score game.
The numbers up there. Look, 500.
Well, first then up. Technically, if it is, even if it is a score game, wouldn't that mean they're winning? So really, the logic's already falling apart here.
That's another reason you need to donate, because the Catholic Church is beating us at something else. I'll spin it as long as the donations come.
Pastor Royce, I have a question.
Yes, Brother Michael.
Since you're our resident authority.
Yes, Brother
all,
Michael.
All matters relating to spirituality. The Catholic Church, the Vatican, is in essence its own country, correct?
That is 100% correct.
So just in order to avoid all of this hullabaloo, why don't they just legalize pedophilia in their own country?
Oh.
Is that...
Wow, that's called...
I think even Pastor Royce is a little taken aback by the question.
That's a horse
of a
different
color.
Not a
lot of people know about this, about the Catholic Church, but there is a big, big pedophile lobby that has their money in there. And making laws in that country is a little bit different, you know?
Okay, so there's an anti-pedophile lobby?
Everyone's very busy fucking kids. And because of that, for example,
I feel like you could just take 10 minutes out of the day from fucking kids so you could make a rules to ensure that
you
can always...
know how quickly children age?
It's pretty good.
Time is important.
It's true. It's true. I look in the mirror every day and I curse it.
10 minutes? Are you crazy? That's actually one third of a Dora the Explorer episode. Think for a second, Michael.
All right, good point. Think. You're right. It was just the paper trail alone on that would be horrendous.
My
so
point.
What do you think? What do the Baptist constituents have to say as far as the Catholic nonsense going on over there?
I just had Germany. My first homosexual queer faggot wedding.
Amen.
I just had in my church. I married these two wonderful faggots. They were beautiful. Like,
do we have to?
I don't think
that?
They like me call that.
I'm not insulting them. I think they were wonderful people.
Okay.
There was an older faggot and a younger faggot, and they got married.
But they got, like, faggot married.
They got, yeah, correct.
Okay.
Like, the way I look at it is I'm going to marry them. Why? Because they pay well.
Oh, well, that's obviously.
That's
because their deposit, deposit check cleared.
It's immediately.
Yeah, they're quick.
Secondly, they ask me all the time, Pastor Royce, are they still going to hell? Yes, they're still going to hell. But they're going to that top part of hell where it's kind of like being at a Sandals, you know?
So it's a Dante's Inferno type situation that we're talking about?
That is 100%.
Okay. So the fags are at but wait, I have a question. If they're at the top part of hell, right, isn't fire hotter towards the top? Right? Like, isn't the bottom of the fire usually a little, like the tips of the flames are usually like focused? Am I wrong here?
What you're not thinking about is that hell is I thought about this. Hell is a series of portals.
Oh, so it has almost like a convection oven effect.
That is 100%
so it's
correct.
More for baking and not for broiling.
Right.
I'm so glad Pastor Royce is here today.
Somebody reads Deuteronomy. Brother Michael does, that's for sure.
Every day. It's weird. Yeah. Some people say borderline autistic about it.
Now, my point is that
the Bible is like Sons of Anarchy. I don't like to go past Deuteronomy. It starts falling apart. They go to Northern Ireland
on a
container ship. Yeah, it's weird.
So my point is I'm going to go ahead and say this. At the Baptist Church, we accept all comers.
Except Jews, right?
We accept all comers that...
Why are you touching your nose? keep touching your nose and... winking at me.
Everybody.
Stop stepping on my foot.
Everybody is welcome.
He's
here.
Saying no Jews, folks.
We're not saying no Jews. What we are saying every morning, bacon breakfast. So you do whatever you want. Everyone's welcome.
Okay, he's saying anyone's welcome who didn't kill Jesus.
Anybody who didn't. Anybody. I'll put it this way.
No one alive killed Jesus.
Anybody who killed Jesus is not welcome. Italians, we're going to give you a break.
Well, because you were hired muscle.
Yeah. In my opinion, you know, you didn't know what you were doing. But look, I'm not here to bash the Jews. I'm here to bash the Catholics.
Right.
And I've been saying this for many years. If you're going to fuck children, Catholic Church, Do yourself a favor. Make it look like a baptism. They're going underwater. Your hands are diddling them. No one knows what's happening. When they come up, they'll be like, oh, who touched me? And it was like, it was the Lord that touched you.
How do you get pleasure out of that?
By rubbing in a clockwise motion.
Well, he answered seriously.
The pastor has to get out of here, but Gertrude...
I believe that the pleasure is probably derived during the act of inserting the penis in the child.
The pastor doesn't like to get into specifics.
Okay.
Because...
I'm wondering how the whole thing works. Because I've never been Catholic.
The pastor has out there what he calls open whoops-a-daisies, where he made mistakes. Look, everyone makes mistakes. The pastor makes mistakes, right? How do we learn? I think it was in the Bible where Alfred told Batman, why do we fall down to get up?
I remember that. And then he said, I saw a bandit in Burma. And the child was playing with a ruby.
Another fan of the Bible.
The size of a tangerine. Kings 1:27.
That's 100% accurate. Now, the pastor has to get going. Because
that is the new international version, though.
I was going
to
say, that doesn't sound like King James.
Gertrude is waiting out in the car, and I don't leave the air on.
The soice.
Is Gertrude doing okay these days?
Oh, she's doing absolutely great ever since we put in that pig heart. And the best part is...
How's the gout?
It was... Well, the best... The gout's gone because we've removed the legs.
Oh, well, that's one way to do it, I guess.
No more gout be gone.
Oh, that's great.
I still blend up Lucky Charms every morning for her and feed her through a tube, so that's not bad. Ironically, it's Lucky Charms. She's a very unlucky woman. Sometimes the Lord likes to test old Pastor Royce, see how long he can stay with Gertrude. But the pastor keeps going. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. The Pastor Royce has to go.
I guess with Pastor Royce, in summary, I think what he was trying to say was that basically have sex with your secretarial staff at the church, not with the kids and the choir boys.
Not the kids.
There's plenty of side pieces running around the church.
Be good to the kids.
That aren't kids.
It's very simple. If you check IDs.
I thought you left.
Yeah, hey, I want to make sure when they're talking... Gertrude can wait another 5 minutes. She'll be fine.
In the car?
She's not going anywhere.
She'll be fine. I went ahead and started the car with the remote start. It's in the garage, so she'll be fine. The garage is closed, so there won't be any kind of noise.
There it is.
So
yeah,
she'll be all right. I cracked the window.
The radio stuck on Mark Levin.
she'll be all right. Now, the pastor has to leave. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Primitive Southern Baptist Church. It is behind the Kmart's closed now, but where the Kmart used to be. If you hit the Popeyes, you've gone too far. Pastor Roy's Primitive Baptist Church and Pawn Shop.
Remember, no Jews allowed.
Oh, you're selling things now?
I did not say that.
No, he didn't say it, but he implied it heavily to me personally.
Thank you, Pastor Roy.
In Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, he's gone. He left. Man, guy's a real hoot.
Yeah, he really is a...
He's a real...
He comes out of the gate strong. He's just a
maniac.
He has
a lot of energy. Yeah. High energy.
He really is energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really weird opinions on things, though.
Marie, do you want to read another story?
Do I?
No.
Oh, all right.
That excited?
Surgeons remove...
Nah, read another one.
Boo.
Yeah, next one.
Next story.
The look. I just got the fucking daggers when I did that. Son of a bitch.
Go ahead, read that one's fine.
Surgeons removed 27 contact lenses from one woman's one eyeball.
Whoa, 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 what? How many?
27.
That's a lot.
Whoa.
How did she have that many in there? What did she think happens?
Well, first of all, she was 67 years old.
Young, 67 years young.
Yeah.
We like to say
she has the memory of a goldfish.
She was going to the hospital for a routine cataract surgery.
Uh-huh.
And they said a bluish foreign body turned out to be a hard mass of 17 lenses stuck together with mucus, and 10 more were then found underneath further examination.
Jesus, she's got the memory of a goldfish.
You know what? I'm going to give you that one. That was pretty funny.
God damn it. I was hoping he was going to yell at me.
Go ahead.
I get it.
That's great.
That's the one way to not where's the beef a joke. Good job.
That's great. That's the only time you could do it.
So I guess these were disposable lenses that she'd been wearing for 35 years and did not have any complaint of irritation.
Was she informed that you're not supposed to dispose of them in your eye?
Yeah, they're not dissolvable. They're just
dissolvable.
They're disposable, not dissolvable.
It's like people that jump off a boat and watch this is water resistant.
She's
that they
treated
pay 50
it like
bucks
it's
for.
A Claritin D.
Yeah. Ugh, all 17 are stuck together. Jesus
Ew!
Christ. That's disgusting.
That's really gross. Are there pictures?
Yeah, here, let me show you. I'll
imagine
put,
I,
reading,
no,
I'll put,
I don't
imagine
know why
the
I
fucking
that. I don't want to
stink
see it.
Coming off of those things.
Ew, eyeball
old
stink?
Old lady eyeball stink?
Eyeball mucus stink?
Everything, yeah. Everything about old people just is, smells and is
that,
terrible.
Is that that's real, or was that a
dude?
Is that a jellyfish? What
no,
is that?
That's the, actually what all the contact lenses look like that they pulled out.
That looks like a fingernail. Bro, how did she see through that?
I guess that's why she was getting cataract surgery.
Right. She's like, oh, can't see out my right eye anymore.
So they were like, hey, so what
they
were going to.
17 on one eye, and you said 10 underneath the 17.
No,
so
no,
why
no.
didn't they just say 27?
No. They took out 17, and then there was 10 more when they took out the 17.
Right. So a total of 27.
They thought it was only 17, and then 10 more were discovered.
Right.
For a total of 27.
It was only on one eye? Like, how did she remember that she stuck a contact in her left eye but not in her right?
I don't know.
So does this doctor come out and go like, hey, I got good news and bad news. The good news is you're not going blind. The bad news is you're retarded.
Yeah, you have to be
a retarded person.
Fairly stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't, in this article, it doesn't say why there were 27 in one eyeball.
This is why I'm convinced there's no God, because babies are born blind, and this dumb bitch will be able to see with the sight of an eagle till the day she dies.
Yep, that's a very good point.
Fucking asshole.
So glad I actually have good vision. I don't have to deal with contacts. Like, I can't deal with anything near my eyes. Do you guys wear contacts? Anybody on the show?
Nope.
No, I don't.
I've always done glasses.
I feel weird about putting eye drops in.
I've done glasses, and I need glasses, but I just can't afford them right now. But yeah, I've always done glasses. I'm not a big contacts guy.
Just the idea of like taking something and like spreading my eye. I get weirded out just thinking about my eyeballs or anything touching them.
Well, let's move over to another story here.
Yeah, go with the Joe Scarborough look.
To a local story here, well, local in Jackson.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
It's a lot of noise.
Neptune Beach police officer arrested for grand theft.
That's a lot.
They're facing charges tonight, accused of stealing money from drivers during traffic stops.
Oh,
that police department says that it brought in Jay Soto.
Okay, let's back up so we can hear.
Hold on, look at her tits though.
She has big.
I didn't see this video now.
And her last name is Hughes.
Here we go.
That's not even fair.
Hughes.
She does have big titties.
Hughes.
Neptune Beach police officer facing charges tonight, accused of stealing money from drivers during traffic stops. That police department says that it brought in JSO to help catch Officer Christopher Ortiz.
Police say he took almost $1,000 from people he pulled over. Action News Jack's Deanna Bennett.
They really do
live.
Make her
Deanna,
head look extremely
News since 5,
tiny.
Found Very information tiny that shows Ortiz was among the officers pulling over the most people.
Ooh, I want to know how many Tom delays that was.
Got at least two and a half, I think.
We got to Tom delay that one. Are we ready?
Yep.
That was it. Yeah, here you go. Go ahead, Marie.
Give me one second because it's, you know, it's a...
It's a CBS 47 player.
Right, because everybody knows that's far superior to YouTube. Sorry. Yeah,
I don't think
it's
it is
frozen.
At all, actually.
It's frozen. I have to refresh. I apologize.
I would think, actually, YouTube.
It froze.
With YouTube, with all their infrastructure.
Even that player was like, nah, don't even try restarting this.
Let's go ahead and
we're still waiting for this.
Look, you saw that?
CBS's asshole. Oh, my God.
Accused of stealing money from drivers during traffic stops.
Oh, we get to look at big tits again.
The police department says
now,
that he brought in Jay Soto to help.
Look how tiny your head is.
Christopher Ortiz.
Police say he took almost $1,000 from people he pulled over. Action News Jax, Deanna Benneschi is live. Deanna, news since 5, you found information that shows Ortiz was among the officers pulling over the most people.
One Tom DeLay. Two Tom DeLays.
And
three.
We looked into officer statistics from the agency from June. We found that out of 10 officers, Ortiz had the third highest number of traffic stops. In one of the traffic stops, investigators say that he stole $805.
Oh, good job. You're just holding up a piece of paper, you asshole.
She stole $805.
To prove the facts that I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and hold this up in front of a home that is nondescript.
I know it's bright and shiny and the handwriting is slurred and very tiny, but this is proof.
Cash during an undercover investigation.
Neptune Beach police officer Christopher Ortiz.
I'm recording this on my iPhone.
He's worked the night shift for just over a year. While he's usually the one putting people behind bars, early this morning, he was arrested. Investigators say he stole from people he arrested.
During the inventory of the vehicle, when the suspect is arrested out of a car, an officer.
I cannot handle all this guy's energy. It's too much energy. I don't know what to do with
it. He's heated.
Yeah, he's coming in hot.
To will inventory a vehicle, and the money was removed at that time.
JSO and Neptune Beach police worked together in this investigation, and they say there were 3 complaints.
Do you think police stations in other counties or other states get pissed off when they see something like this because they already have such a bad reputation right now?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Nah.
I don't think they have a bad reputation at all.
Police officers?
No.
What about the one that turned off the body camera and shot that guy in the
head? It was an isolated incident.
Okay. Well, then that's complete.
Thin blue line, bro.
You're right. I apologize.
It's against Ortiz. Neighbor Tom Tretchell says he believes in.
Look at neighbor Tom Tretchell is wearing a hat
neighbor
that he stole.
Neighbor Tom Tretchell is awesome.
Okay, look up neighbor Tom Tretchell is dressed.
Incidents like these create a distrust in the community.
It's an unfortunate thing. I mean, one.
Okay, so he's wearing.
I want his hat.
He's wearing like a weird, like one of those hats you'd buy at like a Wings store.
It looks like,
when you're staying in Myrtle Beach.
It's like a woven hat.
I think it's made out of canvas.
Actually looks like it's made not canvas.
Bad mark.
It almost looks like
department.
Denim, like super bleached denim.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the fray on, like the frayed kind of. Yeah. It looks.
Or khaki.
Yeah, like weird. I don't know. But it looks like a hat you'd buy at like a touristy shop for like $3 on the beach.
Or a Walmart.
Maybe he's a wise man. Let's give him a chance.
It stains them all.
Chief Tuck says he wants.
All right. Well, I guess I was proven wrong.
The community to know they won't put up with this.
I want to make sure the community understands and knows that we will not
raise our voices any louder than this.
Nor will we ever invest in a better podium.
I will
this
not
press conference room.
That's a very short podium.
That is a local
the
county.
The shortest podium I've ever seen.
There are some shitty counties that never have red ball cases.
What is this? A podium for ants?
Yeah.
Our last sergeant was only 5 foot tall, and they never reinvented.
Yeah, they never.
It literally is dick level.
We'd like to apologize.
I've never seen it before.
We'd like to apologize and great efforts, and I want to give kudos to our chief of police, Vern Troyer, who's just fought tirelessly to bring
tolerate
justice.
Any misconduct in the Neptune Beach Police Department. And
you know, it's a really highfalutin town when the police force has their badges fucking on a polo shirt sewn on.
Yeah, it's not.
Good job, guys.
It's not.
Your fucking town sucks.
Handled with the harshest of punishment.
Chief Pike says before working in Neptune Beach, Ortiz was working with the Jacks Beach Police, where he worked there for only a short time.
And I've requested more information about his background to see if there were any more complaints about him. I reached out to Jacks Beach Police and the city clerk's office. I'm waiting to hear back. Reporting live in Neptune Beach, Deanna Benneschi, Fox 30 and CBS 47.
I've also reached out to MSNBC because I'm way too cute to be doing local news in Jacksonville.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the cop, by the way, the cop was also a Chinese guy. He looked like a Chinese cop.
Back to you, Tom. I'm putting in my
Ortiz.
2 weeks.
Wait, what was the last name? Looked Hispanic to me.
He wasn't. He
could have been Filipino.
Ortiz? I don't know if that's Hispanic.
Right.
Look
Filipino.
That up. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Ortiz is like Norwegian.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't think that's accurate at all.
Maybe Swedish or Finnish.
No.
Definitely Nordic.
Facebook will allow paywalled instant articles later this year. Facebook is adding the option for publishers to lock instant articles shared on the social media service behind a paywall later this year, said Campbell Brown, the company's head of news service. The new feature will reportedly be built on top of the company's existing instant articles feature. Publishers will be able to direct users to sign up for a digital subscription or to lock out readers after they've read 10 articles in a month.
Oh, well, they already do this with, like, regular news websites.
Like some news websites, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
you have to pay for it.
I'm confused by this. What is...
All right, you know when you go to some news websites, such, and after you read, like, three articles,
like
it says...
Like Washington Post.
Or, like, Wall Street Journal.
Sorry, Wall Street Journal.
If you
want
to read
Post.
More articles, you have to pay monthly.
Every single major Long Island newspaper does this
correct.
As well.
What if you just go to your cookies and clear them out and the website doesn't know if you've read 10?
I think it's IP based.
Yeah. Publishers will be able to direct users to sign up for a digital subscription or to lock out readers after they read 10 articles in a month, similar to the limitations that publications like New York Times already have in place. According to Brown, the new subscription option is in response to requests from publishers who have been lobbying the company for a paywall for shared articles on Facebook.
Which publishers?
The new subscription service will reportedly begin tests in October, although details are still slim, including whether or not Facebook will share the revenue for subscriptions purchased through the application.
Which publishers are demanding that we pay money to read the shit?
It's not saying it.
Probably like your Wall Street Journal, New York Post, things like that.
Oh, great, because everyone was already in an echo chamber, so now they're not.
I get all my news from Real Pharmacy, spelled with an F, so I know that it's
good.
Yeah,
you're wildly
news.
Misinformed on most topics.
About? Coconut oil cures cancer.
No.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yeah, it was shocking new truth. You have to click to see.
You know, I actually read a different article that was like, stop using coconut oil for everything. It's not that good for you. Brave soul writing that one.
Jury's still out on science, if you ask me.
I know. So good. We get to pay to use Facebook now. That's great.
Well, just certain stories. I mean, not all of Facebook.
Yeah. Great.
I don't read news through Facebook, so.
Is Mark
so now you're going to charge me to be like, here's 11 pictures from the Waco siege. Number 6 will shock you. I'm pretty sure all 11 will shock me.
Yeah, the whole thing
is a horrible
pretty
thing
shocking.
Altogether.
I don't care.
From what it sounds like, it's like a lot of these news organizations that do what you guys are talking about as far as you read so many articles, you have to pay to get one past that. People who hit that wall, they just go through Facebook and read the article anyways. So I'm assuming that's probably where they're going.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, here's the thing. You're going to keep trying to come up with new creative ways to get me to pay for your stuff. And we're going to come up with new creative ways to not pay you for your stupid stuff.
Right.
Because you know what? If we were passionate enough and it really came down to it, that's the thing. There's this balance of how worth it is your shit versus, you know, like, because there's certain things that if they took it away from you, if you could not pirate certain things, some things are
Game
so goddamn good, like Game of Thrones, you'd just be like, here's my money. There
right.
are other things you like where your shit's not good enough. How
correct.
Dare you? You should be happy I'm even stealing your shit.
That I agree with.
And certain websites and certain brands tend to get a little full of hubris, and they're like, you know what, we're going to charge you. Yeah, and it's like, fuck you, we'll steal your shit. We'll word of mouth that shit. It's happening on Facebook. When you see the clickbaity, oh, you're the 10 worst stories from being a waiter, and then you click on comments, people just break down each story in the comments.
Yeah.
And go, fuck them, don't even click. We'll always figure out a way around your dumb shit.
Well, and the thing is that, like, people who try to do pay for content, it's like, dude, you have to figure out the advertisement system. And it's those ones that aren't figuring it out. Like, YouTube figured it out a while ago, like, hey, let's just put a quick little 10-second promo video to a popular video right in the beginning, and that'll pay for the upkeep of everything.
Bro, and YouTube's really smart because they really got it figured out when, like, halfway through, they just looked at each other and went, what if we just stop paying everyone?
Yep.
What if we just said everything's inappropriate?
Yep.
You're fucking
shitbags.
Well,
about just more than
no,
money
saying,
making aspect.
But they're
of it,
full
but.
Of shit, and I hate YouTube. We're on YouTube right now, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we
YouTube
are.
Is garbage. Yeah. It's hot dog shit.
I agree with that.
It's where you go to if you have to look up a video. That's the first place you're going.
Yeah, for fucking now until somebody else gets a few server farms and figures out.
It's not going to happen.
They're cutting out so much monetization, it's possible. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I'm saying it's possible that other avenues will pop up.
Well, I mean, yeah, once they get to the point where they're too big for their britches, then something else will come along. But as of right now, they're doing the model correctly. So.
I wouldn't agree, man. I mean,
they're robbing a lot of people.
They were.
Okay, correctly meaning for them.
I would agree
like
that
where
they were
are top shit still.
I would agree that they were, but I would say that like because of them, sites like Patreon are huge now because now since they started demonetizing anything that they don't like, people are now asking money through Patreon where you give money directly to the artists like to do whatever they want. But you know, I think that it will come to bite them in the ass, you know, because it's this
possibly way. Yeah.
Things evolve.
Yeah,
and if you get too fucking smug and you try to fly too close to the sun, people will go, you know what, dickhead?
Right.
We'll do something else.
Well, like think about like just the podcast world in general. We've never charged for our podcast ever. But correct. Remember like when podcasting started becoming a thing, you had these comics and different shows like defunct radio shows that went on and did podcasting and they were charging 99 cents per episode. And it's like, who do you think you are?
And I'll say
like
this,
you're going to get eclipsed, and that's the reason why we've survived as long as we have, because we're not assholes.
And there were times when there have been times where there have been like peaks and valleys, and even at our highest peaks, we never were like, hey, let's start charging. Like,
yeah.
None of us ever even presented that idea behind the scenes.
We wouldn't pay for that type of content.
In fact, we left different sites and servers when they even forced our listeners to log in freely.
Right.
Yeah, but like the moment it's like, oh, there's a barrier between our listeners actually hearing our content, we're like, fuck that, we're leaving.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you should just be able to click and go, all right, I want to put this on.
Yeah. Hey, you want to listen? Listen.
When you get a car, you want like 3 minutes. To hit click play, I'm going. I'm not sitting here 100%. Going through a thing and logging into a thing and downloading a thing.
Well, dude, when we were on like Mogulus, which turned into live stream, and then Ustream, when they every 15 minutes, we're like, fuck that. We're going to create our own site and have our own player because we didn't want to have our listeners be interrupted.
Yeah.
We understand that entire like a mentality of like, these guys aren't good enough to pay for. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's a matter of when even people like the biggest show on the planet, like Joe Rogan, doesn't charge you, how can you have the audacity to charge? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, yeah commercials, whatever, but that's one thing. But another thing is my opinion. I mean, I know there's some shows out there that do charge you to listen. I don't mean, hey, good for you if that model works for you, but I don't like that. Yeah. I think that's silly.
And yeah, I don't mind a few commercials either, especially if you don't hammer them into the fucking ground. If you don't open and close every break with 5 live reads.
Right.
But if you're slipping in a, hey, these guys help us out, fucking buy this thing you're likely to buy anyway. Just do it on our thing and help us out.
Yeah.
Right. The old Alex Jones.
Like, if anybody wants to help us, take the ad blocker off on morelikeradio.com, hit Amazon link there, and buy what you shit normally like you would normally
do. Bam.
That's how you do a fucking...
Great reminder.
You like that?
Why don't we do what fucking Alex Jones is doing? Because apparently Onnit's just willing to relabel fucking dumb shit in your name, and you can charge more than Onnit does. Like
that's
Alex
right.
Jones.
We were watching the Alex Jones thing today, like the InfoWars channel.
They have Alpha Brain, and then he just has Brain Force, and it's the same shit.
But the thing is, his supplements say InfoWars on the bottles. So I can't imagine that... Can you imagine...
That's baller,
buying,
dude.
Yeah. Like your own supplement.
Good for him.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's not like he's doing it either. It's Alpha. I guarantee you, if you trace all the shell corps, it's probably Alpha Brain doing it, the same shit. But it's just they have the same warehouse, and they're like, we'll just print labels with your shit because he moves enough product.
Right.
We need to get people more paranoid. So
Frozen Agent says even Rogan does all of his commercials at the beginning of his podcast to get it over with. Yeah, we do that too. Like we do a lot of our ads in the beginning, and then we have to take a pee break, you know, after the first hour. And the reason why I put those ads up there is just because we need to pee.
Let's smoke
a cigarette or do whatever.
Let's just start pushing like norovirus shit all the time, during the commercial breaks,
norovirus cure.
But then we'll have the
call it something cure like Nora no more, or get Nora it.
Yeah, or it would be like, disease ass kicker fucking 5,000.
We need to get some more fun new ads. Remember when we used to do live reads back in the day?
Oh, yeah, those were great.
Like, people would pay us to do live reads, and we wouldn't... Dude, we got fired from so many live reads because we were just fucking around.
Yeah, now you want to go... Maybe we didn't learn a lesson from that.
Yeah,
we did not learn a lesson from that, so we should get some more of those.
We should just ruin more relationships.
Speaking of, Everett County here is considering laws to crack down on bikini baristas.
As they should.
So I'm glad we're all on board with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Sharia law for life.
Baristas in Everett. Today, the city council is debating two ordinances. One would require scantily clad coffee makers to wear more clothes. KRSF's Jeff Du Bois is following that story live along.
It doesn't make any sense.
Do you guys have those? I'm assuming you do. Is this a Florida story?
What, girls who serve coffee and dishonor their families?
Those quick little like drive-through coffee places this where girls are bikinis.
This is in Washington State.
We have those here.
Do you guys have those there?
I don't think
so. No, I've heard of them, but no, I don't know.
Okay, it's basically like a little hut. And like it maybe you can have like two or three people working in this little hut at the same time.
Uh-huh.
They're all in bikinis, and you have drive-through lanes on either side of it. And it's usually like in the middle of a parking lot. Here they call it Bikini Coffee or what's the other one called? There's a couple of different ones, but yeah, that's the appeal. It's just it's a quick little. It's like Starbucks, but not connected to any like large building. It's its own entity.
Do you call it the girls
are all in there in the bikinis.
Do you call it the Slut Hut?
I don't know. Is it called Slut Hut?
Well, you should.
Probably.
Jeff, city leaders say it's about more than just bare skin.
John, Everett City Attorney's Office says that it's not about placating people who are offended by women wearing bikinis serving coffee in these coffee stands, many of which in Everett.
He's about to get hit by a car.
Instead, they say this.
How would you know what a road looks like if he wasn't standing by it, Dutch?
He's like 3 inches away from the highway. That semi was bearing down on him, and I got nervous.
I would have laughed if somebody just beams him with a fucking big gulp.
Or just starts honking as loud as they can as he's talking.
My advice to anybody listening to this show, if you ever see a news van and a guy on the side of the road talking like that, fucking hurl whatever drink, coffee, whatever you have at him.
Or if you're walking by, you have to go with fuck right in the pussy.
For the joy of all of us, hit him with a drink. Yeah. I would always be happy if I saw that on live news. Bam.
The other illegal activity.
I mean, I always love the kid rolling in the background saying, grab her in the pussy. Grab her right in the pussy. That's always fun.
I just said that.
He just said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where's the beep? First of all, the phrase is fuck her right in the pussy.
Well, whatever.
Second of all, wow.
I wasn't listening to you at all.
Of course you weren't.
Don't be a dick to Marie.
I just said that. I'm going to be a dick to her.
Don't be a dick.
She just wears the beef tit.
I sure did.
Some of these coffee stands. Now, the Everett Police Department has been conducting undercover investigations the past couple of years, leading to multiple criminal convictions. They say employees are sometimes pressured into flashing customers for cash or even performing sex acts. So the city...
So the problem is it's too awesome?
They don't perform sex acts. Every once in a while, if you give them an extra 10, they'll show you some nip.
So... why don't we have these in Florida?
I don't know.
Oh, because we're already in bikinis all the time?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
because everybody's already in naked, messed up
novelty.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Council's considering two
good for you northern
today.
States that need to see a bikini every once in a while.
Require a dress code for what they call quick service restaurants. Specifically, workers would have to wear tank tops and shorts at a minimum.
We don't have time for a hand job. That's idiocracy in a nutshell, right? That's how they get started.
Yeah, but on the other side of it is that why the fuck is the government getting involved with what any fucking private business is doing? If as long as it's inside their own fucking thing, they should be allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. So suck
I guess
my cock.
Answer with another idiocracy line because I like money. That's why.
Yeah, you're right.
They like money.
I guess the only logical argument. By the way, devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess, because they're in a public area and then people like children because who are going to
children
starve
should be drinking
life
coffee.
If they see a nipple.
I think it's clear that we need to be more like Saudi Arabia.
I mean, you know what, Mike? I agree with you because guess what? You don't see fucking, you don't see tits and coffee in Saudi Arabia at all.
Yeah, there's no fucking Antifa chapter in Mecca.
And you know what? How come fucking in Saudi Arabia they don't have coffee filters? All their coffee has a grind in the bottom. What the fuck's up with that?
Turkish coffee?
Yeah.
When was the last time you drank coffee at the in Saudi Arabia?
Ah, you go to hookah bars. You can get Arabic coffee there. Yeah. And they all have
Turkish
grinds.
Coffee is like Cuban coffee, except they keep the grounds in the bottom.
They keep the grounds in the
bottom. And then they read your fortune out of it.
Sounds horrible.
Well, you flip the grinds upside down onto the saucer, and then the grinds look like something.
Who reads the fortune?
Harry Potter.
All right. Well, I can't argue that because I haven't read all the books.
No, that totally happened in Harry Potter.
I believe you.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
I care.
Well, you know who doesn't care for Jehovah's
Shut up, Marie.
You know who doesn't care for Jehovah's Witnesses? Russia. Russia banned Jehovah's Witnesses because they said it was a cult.
Oh, my God. Hackers confirmed.
The Jehovah's Witness said on Tuesday it would appeal a ban on these activities in Russia.
President Russia. Trump impeachment imminent.
Yep.
Russia's awesome. They're just fucking assholes. I love that.
Putin's a G.
It says
what a bunch of dicks.
The Jehovah's Witness.
That's a cult. We're not allowing this because you guys are annoying us. We do
whatever we want.
Oh, what a bunch of dicks.
This is said on Tuesday would appeal a ban on its activities in Russia at the European Court
of Human
Rights. They
were quoted saying, fine, we didn't want to live in Russia anyways.
In Strasbourg saying that it had exhausted all other legal channels. It was speaking a day after Russia's Supreme Court rejected the religious group appeal and upheld an April ruling which declared the organization extremist and ordered it to be disbanded. We plan to appeal at the European Court of Human Rights. That's a fucking oxymoron. As soon as we can. Yaroslav Slavlitsky says, in Russia, Jehovah Witness you. No, Jakob Savisky said, a member of the European Association of Jehovah's Christian Witnesses, that's a mouthful, said by phone, all legal avenues inside Russia have been exhausted. Slavisky said that Jehovah's Witnesses strongly disagree with the court's ruling against it, but have no idea how to express it since they're not allowed to knock on doors. No, but had no option but to comply. Religious life in Russia is dominated by the Orthodox Church, which is ironically very unorthodox, exerts considerable political influence and enjoys support of President Vladimir Putin. In some Orthodox scholars' view, Jehovah's Witnesses are a totalitarian sect. A European Union foreign policy spokeswoman said in a statement that the ban had already created serious problems for the group.
All right, well, where are they going to go?
I mean, Ukraine,
I guess. Not there anymore.
Ukraine doesn't really want to accept any immigrants, right? Because of the whole Muslim thing? Or
I don't think
they
don't want any
Russian?
Muslims. I think Russian immigrants are fine.
Are they cool with Russia?
No, they're not cool. I wouldn't say Ukraine is cool with Russia.
I wouldn't say
that
either.
Say, I don't think Ukraine is cool with anything because they just went through a civil war. So
yeah,
we should get Dennis on the phone and ask him what he thinks about Jehovah's Witnesses.
I don't know. I don't know if he has a strong opinion on that.
One way or the other.
So.
But it's kind of funny. Like they're just like, yeah, we don't like you anymore. You can't be a thing anymore.
You guys are annoying. You guys are a cult. Bye.
You're not a thing anymore. Just stop being it.
Just shoo.
What a bunch of dicks.
But we're a religion. No, you're not. Not anymore.
Go away.
I love how that's the greatest part is that like we sit there bitch and yell about like you know human rights and problems as far as the the USA goes. But look at Russia and it's like. Do you guys realize where you could be living as white people? And here we're like, just the whole social justice warrior nonsense. And you look over there, you're not allowed to be religion anymore. You guys are gone. Like,
be gone okay. with you. I banish you from my kingdom.
Prior to the ban, Russian authorities put several of the group's publications on a list of banned extremist literature, and prosecutors have long cast in the organization that destroys families, fosters hatred, and threatens lives. The group, a United States-based Christian denomination known for its door-to-door preaching and rejection of military service and blood transfusions, says the description is false. That says that there's 175,000 Jehovah's Witnesses currently practicing in Russia.
How many?
175,000. And only 149,000 get into fucking heaven, so that's like fucking right there.
I'm pretty sure they're getting lax about that rule.
No, it's always been 144,000. Is that the number? I wish Ryan was on. He would know.
Maybe it's like every year they take that many? How do they keep a religion or cult or religion, whatever, going?
You can't call it a cult in America. It's still a religion. In Russia, it's a cult.
Any religion that says only 144,000 people are going to heaven and still accepts new members is fucking bizarre to me. It's a fucking scam.
It's kind of like when they overbook an airplane.
It's the pyramid scheme of religions. It's like only 10 people are going to make money on this. And I'm pretty sure none of you like me enough to ensure that I'm one of the 10.
I feel like there's more to that rule than we know.
I like the Jesus thing, like the classic, like the easygoing Americanized sort of Episcopalian, like just
admit,
for forgiveness.
Like, admit you're an asshole, we'll take
you. You can fucking Brock Turner a girl behind a dumpster, and the next day when you wake up all sober, you're like, I'm so sorry, Jesus.
Jeez, I feel like shit now.
And then you just go to your fucking job at Checkers, pretend like it didn't happen.
Oh, man, cheesy fries?
Checkers.
How good are those?
Look, we
get food after this?
Yeah, I haven't been to Checkers in years. We have chicken ready to go
after. That's right. It's chicken.
Yes, we do. Should we wrap the show up then? We have some food here really quick. 15 pounds of frozen Italian sausage crashes down on a family's roof.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
15 pounds of frozen Italian Italian sausage.
I saw this article, and the first thing I thought was, like, would you eat it? Because you don't know where it came from. There's no experience.
But it's frozen.
You know, you try it.
Deerfield Beach was awakened by a loud noise.
I'd be like, God meant for
morning,
me to eat this sausage.
That's a good point.
I would have, like, some sort of backyard barbecue religious ceremony eating it.
I would have been like,
divine sausage.
It's the Lord's will.
I would throw a party and cook it up just to see.
You guys want some of this Jesus sausage?
It came from heaven.
And Deerfield Beach was awakened by a loud noise over the weekend. And in the morning, they discovered...
I'll give money to an orphanage when pigs fly.
This, a meat mystery.
Okay.
It was quite the sausage surprise, they said.
Boo!
Hey!
Boo!
Fucking packs of meat were found all around the home.
But exactly where did this mystery meat come from? Local 10 News reporter Nikki Mohan is on the case for us, and she is live now in Deerfield Beach with more to help us find the link to the sausage surprise.
I can't. I will not accept that. I will not accept that pun. The link to the sausage surprise.
The sausage. He sounded so happy saying that pun. Or I don't know. What is that? That's not a pun. Like, what is that?
Pun dog. There's a lot of places we could go.
Don't laugh at him, you fucking bitch.
Hey!
You dumb bitch.
We're having so much fun here on the 6 o'clock news, you guys.
We just hang out. We tell jokes about sausage. I'm fucking the weatherman.
I'm Deerfield Beach. This is not where I thought my career was going to take me, but here I am.
I don't like this broke-ass reserve Dawson wannabe.
Yeah, seriously.
With this one, and they swear they're not hamming it up for publicity. They said in the middle of...
They're not hamming it up.
Yeah, said the said the person who's hamming it up.
Of Saturday night, like 4 in the morning, they heard a loud thud on their roof. They didn't quite know what it was, but they said the...
They heard a loud thud on the roof?
Can I ask you, is this a real news channel?
This is a real news story.
By the way, not only is it a real news channel, this used to be our local channel in Miami, Mike. It was the local 10 News.
Okay, I don't mean the story itself, but I mean the woman telling this. This is a real woman that works at a real news station.
I know, yes. She's very good.
The impact was loud, and the next day what they saw was even quite smelly.
It was loud.
Oh, here we go, man. All right, let's hear it.
Here we go.
It was loud.
I love this
Let's
shit.
Point out, this guy looks like Hank Schroeder if he aged 10 years from Breaking Bad. He's wearing a polo shirt over his really, really... It looks like if you touch his belly, it's not like soft fat, but that hard fat. You know what I mean? And, let's see what he has to say.
Like thunder. It awakened me out of a sleep.
Travis Adair and his family were shaken out of bed by a loud thud on their roof early Saturday morning.
Next morning, we got up, found... 2 packages of sausage on our side yard. And then we were like, okay, well, we got to go on the roof and check and see if we can find more of this stuff. And sure enough, there was 3 more packages.
Yes, you heard right.
I wasn't questioning. I didn't think I heard wrong. Was anybody worried?
Sausages. I was a little worried. Frozen Italian pork sausages. 15 pounds of it. Wrapped in a bag marked William Land Service,
a land clearing company in Alabama. The family was baffled. Who, what, and where did it come from, and why on their roof? Son Austin called the company.
I called them, and the guy had no idea.
Bale of weed or cocaine or anything cool.
He sent them these pictures and haven't heard back, so they started coming up with their own theories.
I thought possibly it had fallen from a plane. I thought possibly it was something to do with the drug deal or something.
Can you make any sense of it?
None whatsoever. I have no idea. Possibly North Koreans with a sausage missile or something.
What? All right, you know what? I fucking...
Possibly North Korea? They wanted to throw sausages at my house.
I there's a part of me that hates this guy right now, but there's a part of me that loves him.
Yeah, I got to hear that joke.
You know?
Whatever the reason.
None whatsoever. I have no idea. Possibly North Koreans with a sausage missile or something.
Whatever the reason.
He was itching to blame North Korea. He was shy about it. You could see he was stuttering because he wanted to blame North Korea outright. But he's like, I have to be careful about how I blame North Korea. Yeah.
Korea? Possibly?
I have a different theory. I think he wrote that shit like the night before. Like the news people called him the night before on 6.
Asked me.
Like, yeah, we're going to come tomorrow with a couple guys. And he sat up all night like, I'm going to be on the news. How can I make this topical?
What do I say?
North Korea missile. Boom. They really look like sausages.
I would love to know what really happened because it's just so, so odd.
That's putting it lightly. Now they're the talk of the neighborhood. No one else. This happened to no one else. They said maybe it's a plane, maybe it's a drone, maybe it's some kids playing a prank. They simply want to know what happened. If you think you have any idea you could help them solve their meat mystery, we put a link on our website, local10.com.
Hey, baby, solve my meat mystery.
I wonder how many sexual innuendos they've gotten
on
that link.
Can you imagine her email box is just going to be, hey, want to see my sausage? All
that's pretty much it.
Hey, listen, sweetheart, I got a meat mystery. I need you to solve it with your mouth.
It's in my pants. And then you get another reply. I don't know if it was clear, but I meant my penis.
Yeah, I was talking about my penis and then your mouth, vagina, and asshole.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I just wanted to make sure we were clear.
And then there's like a fifth email. I didn't mean to be crass, but I wanted to just make sure you were picking up what I was laying down about the mouth, pussy, and asshole thing.
All 20 messages on the website are from one dude.
Another reply is like, hey, the other thing is like, you know, I also have a kid, so if you don't mind not telling him about this, that'd be wonderful. All right, have a blessed day. All right, guys, thank you for listening.
The news we didn't get to, tearful Aaron Carter admits he makes mistakes but claims he doesn't drink alcohol following a DUI arrest.
That's a lie.
And this is late-breaking
Aaron
news.
Aaron Carter, like Backstreet Boys Aaron Carter?
Yeah. No.
I'm sad now.
Wait, is Aaron Carter from Backstreet?
Nick Carter's Nick? Little brother.
Okay, there it is. And then breaking news coming in. John McCain has a brain tumor.
Wait, what?
John McCain has a brain tumor?
What?
Yeah, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have already tweeted John McCain that he's brave.
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
So, he'll be fine.
Oh my God, I feel so bad about making fun of him at the Coney stuff now.
Do you?
A little bit, yeah. He had a brain tumor. And we're all like, what an asshole, retire. Yeah, I feel kind of bad. Sorry, John McCain.
That sucks. It does.
Anything else, Marie?
No, that was it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're doing a Game of Thrones show?
Yeah, we'll do Game of Thrones, but can we get like 30 minutes to stuff our face?
We
need
to eat dinner, but we'll be back.
Promise.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Glad to hear
you. 7:30 then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
9:30 Eastern. 7:30 your time.
7:30 Western. 6:30 Pacific. And 8:30 Central.
We're out of here.